Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. Last week, we were talking about Charles Spurgeon, and we realized that there is far too much here than just one episode. We're again in Seattle. We're out here for our West Coast Conference at Ligonier. We have Dr. Lawson with us. It's good to see you again, Dr. Lawson.
Well, thank you. To reduce Spurgeon to 5 minutes in church history
is
like pouring the Pacific Ocean into a Dixie cup. It just won't fit.
I think the only one who has better analogies than Spurgeon is you.
Well, thank you. I resemble that remark.
We were together last time. We were talking about just the prolific nature of Spurgeon, his preaching, his printed sermons, his writings. As Spurgeon was nearing the end of his life, he became involved in a controversy. Now, this, again, cannot be squeezed into 4.5 minutes, but can you just give us the highlight here? This is the downgrade controversy, and this is very important, even transitioning into early 20th century liberalism. As you reflect back on Spurgeon and the downgrade controversy, is there anything we can pull out of there that just helps us understand it and also realize something important from Spurgeon's legacy?
Well, Spurgeon pastored the greatest Baptist church on the planet. He was the seminal figure in all of England for evangelicalism. And he saw the Baptist Union on the slippery slope, which is the imagery of the downgrade, that the train has gone up the mountain, it has crested the top of the mountain, and it's now on the downgrade, and it's picking up speed the longer it goes down into liberalism. And coming across the English Channel was the higher criticism and the German, really just agnosticism and unbelief. And indirectly, it was having some effect in Baptist circles. But in addition, the Baptist churches were going into entertainment, nothing new under the sun, in order to draw people into the church. And Spurgeon refused to capitulate to this. And so he sounded warnings to his Baptist brothers, and they turned a deaf ear. And he started a publication called Sword and Trowel, which was his magazine. And it's drawn from Nehemiah 4, that Nehemiah, as he was on the wall, had a sword in one hand and a trowel in the other. And with the trowel, he was building up the work of God, but with the sword, he was fending off the enemies of God. And so Spurgeon saw himself as a Nehemiah on the wall.
A watchman on the wall.
A watchman on the wall, but a worker on the wall, building up the people of God as he preached the word of God. But it had to be more than simply teaching the word. It says, Titus 1 verse 9 says, an elder must be able to teach sound doctrine and to refute those who contradict. It's a sharp two-edged sword. It cuts both ways. Spurgeon was a fighter. He was a battler for the truth. And so he did everything that he could to sound the warning, but they would not listen. Spurgeon, in reality, died of a broken heart. He did not even die in England. He died in France, and there were 5 funerals. And the last funeral, there were some 50,000 onlookers as his casket came into Westwood Cemetery, and they lined the streets for a long period. I think it's like 2 miles. He was an evangelical atlas holding up the truth of the Word of God, and he said, it will take 20 years after my death before I'm vindicated. And today, he's the most popular preacher of almost church history.
What an amazing life, and appreciate your walking us through all of his writings and his legacy, and appreciate that very much. Well, thank you, Dr. Lawson, for being with us.
Thank you, Steve. My joy.
And that is the legacy of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. I want to share a quote with you. This comes from Alan McRae. And as he was saying this, I think he was thinking of many people through church history, but he was especially thinking of his mentor and teacher, J. Gresham Machen. McRae wrote, "All through the history of the church, there has been a ceaseless struggle to maintain the truth."